at krvs.org.
All right, gang, strap on. We're heading for a final edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan for a Thursday for this week in May of 2017. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're getting ready for some good music up ahead. We're going to begin with tracks by Guru, an EP they put out just a couple of months ago, but it's been one of my favorite spins, kind of brings you back to that vibe of that summer of 50 years ago. We'll also hear recent music by Via Tones and a classic by the Beatles going back again, almost 50 years for that. And yeah, it's feeling more and more like summer. It feels like it should be a holiday. We're going into a holiday weekend, but we still have another week to go before that happens. But you can feel it in the air. The summer's coming on. Let's get some good vibes going with the Beach Boys.
Y'all the only
Hello. The Beatles' Hello, Goodbye from the Magical Mystery Tour album, also a 45 RPM and around this, the late fall of 1967. Coming out of that, Viatones with I Hope There's Time. Final track to their most recent self-titled album. Guru before that with When I'm With You and the Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice. Ah, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? It's almost 14 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, it's nice enough. Partly sunny today. Humidity creeping in. A high today reaching 89. Uh-oh. Winds from the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy overnight. Low of 76 degrees. Expecting rain to move in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A rainy weekend up ahead. Currently it's 83 degrees and cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Let's see, what year was this? 1973, the release of the second album by the Electric Light Orchestra, entitled ELO2. There's a number that never got very much airplay. Interesting one at that. It's entitled From the Sun to the World, Boogie Number One. Thank you.
From my bed, tried to look out through it, but I just saw myself instead.
Roger Nichols Trio from 1967, recorded in Los Angeles, number entitled Montage Mirror. Before that, from 1973, the Electric Light Orchestra from ELO2, From the Sun to the World, Boogie Number 1, here at 25 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And looking at the Medicine Ball calendar, it's the Brittany Fance Band and the Good Dudes at Artmosphere this evening. The Wizard of Bars at the Blue Moon Saloon. And sadly, the farewell show for the group Double Wide. That's right, Double Wide. Getting to that fork in the road, and they'll be closing it out with a performance at the Worst Beer Garden this evening. Again, Double Wide's farewell show this evening. On Friday, the Jim Hatchett Band and the 99 Playboys will be at Artmosphere. Organic Radio will perform at the Grouse Room. And Troy Richard and the Richard Review at the Blue Moon Saloon. On Saturday, you can catch Forrest Duval at Artmosphere. Cedril Balu and the Zydeco Trendsetters will be at the Blue Moon Saloon. 337 at the Grouse Room. And it's Radwagon, Conrad's, Neat, and Bantam Foxes at the Worst Beer Garden downtown. And on Saturday, the Bayou Vermilion Festival will be happening at Vermilionville beginning at 10 a.m., including the Vermilion Boat Parade that will take off from Vermilionville and wind up at the Camellia Bridge launch over at River Ranch. That happens on Sunday. And coming up at 12 noon today, it's Lee Kleinpeter with Old Gold on KRVS. 1 o'clock, Dan Phillips in To Funkify Your Life. Yeah, and we're all getting pumped for, I guess some of us are getting pumped for the return of Twin Peaks this weekend after 26 years. The cult TV program created by David Lynch and Mark Frost returns. All of the episodes will be directed by David Lynch this time, and, actually, his style really came into a sort of took a different route after Twin Peaks, so it's very interesting to see what he'll do with this series. We're going to start off with some Lynchness. We're going to get into some Lynchness this second half of the show. Starting off with an artist who began in her career in Austin, Texas with a group called 8½ Souvenirs. David Lynch produced her album in 2011 entitled This Train. She'll be performing it on the new Twin Peaks. This is Krista Bell with Real Love.
Thank you. Yeah. A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away. Thank you.
music composed by Angelo Badalamenti for the series Twin Peaks here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. This is Lorraine Cousins with Charles Mingus.
In this typewriter. 5 o'clock. Pioneers are killing me. Salami sandwiches. Subways. All that.
Some sort of a thing, some sort of a block, some sort of a hang. Where's the information? It's coming through now. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Information, please.
Information.
What's wrong? Information. What's wrong with the telephone? What's wrong with the typewriter? I hear drums in my typewriter.
Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. Before we go out, sending our condolences to friends, family, fans of Chris Cornell. Still trying to find out the situation of what happened. I think I was reading a post according to good friend Dave Hubbell. I think they were performing with Soundgarden last night, and I think the last tune that they played in the set was In My Time of Dying. We heard music by Woody Leifer there. Actually, not music, a little recording by Woody Leifer from circa 1960, something entitled Drums in My Typewriter. Out of Lorraine Cousins with Charles Mingus Ensemble and Weird Nightmare, something that sounds like it should be in a David Lynch film, though it wasn't. Angelo Badalamenti, before that with Audrey's Dance from the Twin Peaks series. Roy Orbison did In Dreams, made famous in the film from 1986 by David Lynch, Blue Velvet. Linda Scott, before that, doing a Oscar Hammerstein, Jerome Kern number, I've Told Every Little Star. That was used in Mulholland Drive. Julie Cruz did Rockin' Back Inside My Heart from the David Lynch produced album Floating Into the Night from 1989, and also included in the original Twin Peaks series. And from Twin Peaks The Return, Krista Bell with a number entitled Real Love, produced by David Lynch from her album This Train. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Thanks so much for tuning in. Lee Kleinpeter is up next with Old Gold. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday. And remember, the owls are not what they seem.